Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Overseas Connection Podcast. This is episode 497. Boy, we're getting up there, aren't we? Today is October 14th. It is a fabulous Sunday for some of us. Not so fabulous for our technical wizard, who is doing wonderful things back there. With me this evening, we're kind of short one, so we've got an MIA. Unfortunately for us, Uncle Greggles is sick. So, that's why I'm your host, Nicole Radowski, also Amaryllist or Amaranth, depending on where you're looking. But with us tonight is Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
Good?
Yeah. A little rainy, a little cold, but it's fall, so I guess I have to get used to it.
For us too, which I'm actually thankful for. Mm-hmm. I like the cold. I like the wet's okay. That means I don't have to go water.
True. Yeah, we won't ever have to do that for a while now because, you know, so much damned rain. You know. My pond went from basically being dry to now it's overflowing. So, you know, water everywhere.
Awesome. And also with me tonight, doing all the technical business is Robin Tate.
Yeah. Do you know what? I still hit Skype, Nicole. I really do. Because, I mean, right now, there's a little... You're behind me. Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
It's class. And Kim's to the left. I'm like a Robin sandwich at the moment. There's glimpses of it. And it's really weird because over the last month or so, Skype has really changed everything. And the way it displays you guys... you're now in portrait rather than landscape, which is no good for the little boxes that we have. We're going to have to rethink all of that. And there was all this jumping around nonsense. I have just a little challenge with capturing video tonight for YouTube. Which, I'm funny, I was online with Mark last night, as I was saying, and we were going through all of this, and everything was perfect. And it's just like Kim's camera. Like, she tried, what was it? Six times? Testing the other day.
Yeah.
So all I'm going to do is I'm going to drink some wine tonight, and just go with it, because anything else, you know,
it's just going to piss you off.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Nope.
You get paid for this.
Unfortunately,
this is not good for my image.
So hello, it's Bongo the Scene here in Northern Ireland. How you doing? How are you? So.
There you go. All right, so we broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. What, the East Coast? He never puts in Central.
Right?
3 p.m. Central for me and Kim.
That's right, damn it.
All right. You can find us on twitch.tv, OC Podcast, and mixer.com/OC Podcast, as well as youtube.com. I can't speak. Overseas Connection Podcast. All right, Robin, if you will lead us into some birthdays, friend.
Oh God, yes. You want me to actually do stuff? All right, let's see.
What you want?
Okay, so there's a birthday there. So there's a. I need a pizza quick, and he's the pizza dude, and he'll be 45 on the 16th.
All right.
So who put
happy birthday?
So who put that in there?
I don't know.
I need a pizza quick. Really?
Oh.
Greg.
Wow.
It had to be Greg.
Oh my goodness. Well, I need a pizza quick. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Just pizza, dude.
Happy birthday to you.
Nobody can pull
that. There you go. Yeah. There
it
is.
Friends, story time music?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
I seriously freaking hate story time.
Really?
I just hate that jingle.
Oh.
Anyway, let's start with Kim again.
Yay.
Situated.
Well, it's actually been kind of quiet here. Like I said, we've been raining. I still haven't built an ark yet, but, you know, there's still time. We're actually supposed to get cold this week, and I think there's even talking a chance of snow. I'm not looking forward to it.
Back that horse up. Snow.
Yes, snow. I don't think it's going to amount to much, but yes, snow.
Sadly. Okay, because I'm like, it is October.
I know, right?
I know where you live. It's not that far north.
No, it isn't. You know, we're not talking Canada here, but yeah, they're talking. Maybe we might get a little flurry or two.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. And I guess last but not least, I decorated the hermit cave some more. So, you know, it's only taken me a year since we moved in to get around and decorate it some more. But yeah, there's a picture. I hung up some gaming art. There's The Witcher and The Wolf Among Us.
Aww.
And Red Dead and Dragon Age, of course. So, yeah, it looks nice. And but a little word of warning. Those command strips that say, you know, they're not going to peel the paint off the wall or they're not going to peel the paper off your drywall, they lie. Just so you know. Because...
Did you hear something funny?
What's that?
3M is here, where we are. One of the people I work with, their spouse works at 3M. We get that stuff free at our school. Well, from her. Like, she'll have stuff extra and she'll just hand it out to us if we need it. But I'm going to have to agree, not a lot of it actually doesn't peel. Like, there's sections missing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call the maintenance guy to come in, and there's, like, a whole chunk of, which I don't know how, but there's, like, a whole chunk of wall missing.
Yep.
We have cinder block.
Oh, wow.
So
see?
I'm like, I don't know how.
But oh yeah, when I was hanging these up, one of them, I went to peel it off and reposition it, and apparently it was either stuck on there really well or something, and yeah, it pulled up the paper and the paint, so I got a nice little spot on there, and I'm like, well, hopefully I can cover that up, because I don't feel like fixing it right now, so, because that would involve drywall mud and all that, and I'm not looking forward to that, so I'm like, well, if I move it over just a skosh, you know, that'll cover it up. But yeah, command strips. Don't believe all the bullshit.
So
that we're not promoting them.
So is that like the double sided tape things? Is it like? Is that?
Yeah, it's got sticky on one side and it's like a Velcro strip on the other, and then you put one on the back of your picture or two, whatever, and then you can press them together, and the Velcro is gonna hold your picture up. So then that way you're not putting holes in your walls. So I thought, you know, that's great, because I'm not looking forward to patching all my walls. Well, it sort of works, you know, because then the sticky stuff gets stuck to your wall, and then you gotta pull it up. So, you know.
Yeah, because I use that stuff, but it's like it's industrial stuff, and it would rip the flipping plaster and paint off next week, let alone your own wall right now. So, yeah.
It's not supposed to, but it does, so.
Hmm.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me this week. So it's been a kind of a quiet week, and I've been running behind, so there's not been much gaming either, so.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully this week will be better. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Robin, what's going on in your world?
Right now, so many different things are going on in my world. Right now, it says it's God fucking almighty, Jesus Christ. It's the 30th of September. It's not. You're not time traveling. It's not the 30th of September. It's not episode 495. Yeah, life is very strange, so forget all that. So if you're watching this live, the few dozen people that do, forget all that and just listen to us. If you're trying to read the thing in the middle with Restream.io, where all the messages are supposed to be going up right now, yeah, that's not working either. I was happy with the old stuff, Mark. Anyway, the audio will be fantastic. What have I been doing? Well, Judith teaches, as well as fostering, as we foster tons of millions of kids, she also teaches potential foster kids. It's called preparing for fostering, or something like that there. And every few months there's a new batch of recruits come through, and she was there on Friday, Saturday, and sometime today. So I tried to work from home on Friday, and I had Bobby, and mom, little baby, had to go to see the real mother, and then chasing around and then picking kids up from school and dinners and da 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 da, and all day Saturday and Sunday. So when Judith has been coming home, I've been coming out here just to get my head cleared, and I've been doing lots. So I brought some another screen out. So today we got the two big LCD screens set up. So one has the Xbox, but I also set up two old Xbox 360s, a PlayStation 2, the Nintendo SNES Mini. What else? Oh, yeah, yeah. And I got all seven speakers set up and the bass bin. So I've now got surround sound and the projector. So I put on Star Wars A New Hope and listened to the spaceships coming from behind and from the side. And I was, oh, the sound is just lush. So, yeah, so it's, it's Batcave. It's not Man Cave anymore. It's now the Batcave because there's so many things to press and buttons, and it's brill. So I'm really chuffed the way it's all coming together now. Really, really cool.
So how much is it to, can I just fly you out to my house and get you to set some stuff up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Barely plugging the Xbox.
No, at EGX, there was a little place, and I was hand luggage only in the plane, so I bought so much stuff I couldn't get it in the hand luggage. So this little store vendor guy, woman, people, lovely women, offered to post some of the stuff over. It was Christmas present stuff, but I also had this posted over. Sorry, audio people. Yeah, I will describe what I'm doing. I'm lifting a thing. Thing is now lifted. Thing is now in hand. So this is my little vault boy. Ding, 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 ding.
Nice.
And that's my Elite controller in my vault boy. Now you can also drop a phone into him, like here. So it's like your nightstand with the phone, and he comes. Yeah, so like he that. So he's lovely, but he's just perfect for a controller. So he came. So I was getting a bit concerned because the company that I got the stuff from at EGX don't have mail order, and they offered out of the goodness of their hearts to post the stuff over. So what's EGX about a month ago now, and starting to get maybe they're not going to. But my faith in mankind or womankind was came through, and this big DHL box arrived with two other like big Crash Bandicoot boxes of bits of hats and bits and pieces for the kids for Christmas time, and my vault boy. So I'm quite chuffed for that. Now, if it had been men, you know, it might have been completely different, you know, because, you know.
Men. Sometimes they're just such assholes.
You see, so men are just assholes, and that's just the head of it, yeah, so.
Yep.
Look, really, really busy again with work, and busy just with family and supporting everybody else and Judith and stuff, so I'm going to be another busy week this week, but yeah, you know, life's good. Life's good. Dude, I'll tell you, sorry, and it was Greg said I'm like one of those wee wind up dolls, and he's right. So, as you know, I lost a fair bit of weight over the summertime. And when I went to Italy, and I was a smoker, and I was a 20 a day smoker 4 or 5 years ago. And then I went on to vaping about 3 years ago. And when I went to Italy, there for the summer, I didn't bring a vaping device with me. So no vaping whatsoever. I brought just some gum, some nicotine gum. And I was going through far too much of that. And last week, I'd ran out of the last packet. And now I'm trying to get it my way from the nicotine gum as well. And I know I'm comforting eating at the moment. I know I am. I know I'm eating far too much. I'm going for the bar of chocolate here and there, and I know it's just pure another withdrawal from nicotine. Anybody that's never smoked, they won't understand this. They just won't. But I have the cravings, and I'm, you know, drinking wine. And yeah, 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 you know, just go to bed and go out and just put something in quickly, you know, just sneak that in. So, yeah, so I'm probably putting on a pound or two, but I know what it is, and I will get it under control, but I just need to get through the next month to get the nicotine completely gone from the system. So, but from
I quit and I quit years ago, way before I had kids. I chewed on straws or would suck on a lollipop just to keep, so that I would have something in my mouth without, and don't giggle, Kim. I saw it.
No, I swear to God, I'm not going to.
The twinkle in your eye. But just so that I would, and it took me a while before I could, like, function without having to chew on something or have something in my mouth. So, good luck, Robin. I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Yes, quit making faces, Robin.
Yeah.
We're moving on. I happen to be on fall break. So
nice.
We're on for, we're out of school for a week, which, perfect timing. Needed a fall break. It was a very packed house in my office a week long. So, definitely needed that break. I'm going to get some more. I've been moving furniture again. So, thanks. If you'll look, like last week when I was on, the couch wasn't behind me. It is now. I can't figure out. This room is so awkwardly shaped that I can't figure out where I want furniture. So, I've been moving that around. I'm still going to move the PlayStation to the front room and move the Xbox to my room. That way I can hide my son in there and I don't have to hear him screaming at Fortnite, because that really makes me a little on the mental side. No.
Understandable.
That makes me a lot on the mental side. I back that one up too. I love that boy. I really do. But God help me, he makes me crazy when he starts yelling at the... at the games, or, well, what did that happen? And I was like, he's like, I shot him. I'm like, obviously you missed. He's like, that's not fair. I'm like, oh my God. And the games have all these, it's fair. I'm like, it's fair. There's physics involved. There's math. There's coding. It's fair. You got shot. You just suck at it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't tell my kid he sucks. His sister will.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you just suck at it, Sean. And I'm like, Michaela, you know, that's not nice.
Not helping.
So, anyway, that's mine for now. I'm hoping to get some painting done, maybe some yard work done. You know, the normal, everyday stuff. Can't really... Yeah, I'm not really...
Just life. Just,
yeah, it's just life. I'm trying to take this, enjoy this break.
When do the clocks change?
November 2nd, I think?
Yeah, because you know why...
November 4th.
Do you know... yeah, you know why it goes that we're a bit early or you're a bit late? It's always that sort of way, isn't it? So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are y'all...
I don't know. It's always Halloween, around Halloween weekend, the last weekend in October. Usually about then.
See, that is the last weekend after October for us. Mm. So
yeah, same weekend as Extra Life.
Yeah, and they always do it on that weekend for us. Like, we fall back and have to be there. Like, we get a whole extra hour. Why do they do that? That's always daylight savings time for Extra Life.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to worry about it, because I doubt I'll make the whole 24 hours anyway, so...
Yeah, I can't do it. It really wrecks me for the whole next week or two. Mm-hmm. It's like being jet-lagged.
Yeah, well, that's for the kids. I actually don't think I'm going to make that weekend, but I'm going to have to reschedule. I'm going to go to a different weekend. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because, you know, when you...
Well, it's best to do it your way. If you go, they tell you, yeah, okay, we're trying to get you to game for 24 hours straight and help these kids.
Yeah.
But if you look, too, it says, please do it your way, whatever works for you. Mm. And that's just it. I can't do 24 hours. I'm a mom of two, and I have to be there for my kids as well.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
No
sense abusing your kids to help other kids. Yeah, really, you know. No, it is tough. I do enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie of having everybody there as well. But if I'm doing it, people will pop in and out as well. If I did it at a different time. But that weekend's a bit crazy. So I'm going to try and do it on a weekend that, first of all, Glenn is away on respite, which would help Judith. But it's just the baby thing as well. So, and you know what you're like. When you're in game mode and you're sitting there and you're playing away, it's hard to... Robin, can you just do that for me? And there might be...
Change her nappy or give her a bottle.
It might be an hour later, three quarters of an hour later, and you go, oh, Robin, you wouldn't just do that. Frick's sake, just fucking leave me alone. You know what it's like, because time goes like that. Yeah, and I don't want that. So whatever I can do to help, you know? So all I want to do is play my games and, you know.
Hey, shake and bake, gal! Woo! Shake and bake!
That's all I want to do. Just shake and bake.
Shake and bake is gross.
Shake and bake?
Just throwing that out there. That stuff is nasty.
What is it?
It is, breadcrumbs and seasoning that they prepackage so that you can, you know, get your meat ready, you put it in the Ziploc bag and shake it up and then throw it in the oven and bake it. So shake and bake.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, but did it exist before that movie?
Yes.
It did?
It's been around forever.
All right, okay.
Shite. Not that I've ever heard.
Okay. Come. Excellent.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes.
So, Extra Life, yes, it'll be done. Mm-hmm. And we'll raise money, but it's just life this year. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. Speaking of Extra Life, game time.
Mm-hmm.
That's your cue for a new jingle.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
What is that from? Oh, Minecraft! It's the little...
No! That makes it even better! That's
the little guys, they walk around with their...
Let's listen to it once more. Let's listen once more. So the first one is Kim, Greg, Nicole. It's did you say so?
Characters,
that's from last week's. It's from last week's show.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious!
So it's the sound. So it's the sound I used in between last week. I put all the outtakes at the end because it was such a chunk. And instead of the bleep, this is when in between each clip. And now it's made it onto my soundboard.
Nice. Okay, that right there, I love that particular sound.
Yeah, there you go. Cool.
All right, Kim, if you will give us the games with gold, etc.
I sure will. Your games with gold for October 2018 are, for the Xbox One, we have Overcooked, which is available October 1st through the 31st, and we have Victor Vren, which is available the 16th through November 15th. And then for the 360, which is also backwards compatible with the Xbox One, we have Stuntman Ignition, which is available October 1st through the 15th, and Hitman Blood Money, available October 16th through the 31st. And scrolling down, we have for the PlayStation Plus for October, we have Friday the 13th, the game, well, that's appropriate, Laser League, The Bridge, which is also on the PlayStation 3 and the Vita. Rocket Birds 2. I got it right this time. Rocket Birds 2 Evolution is also on the Vita. And we have, scroll down some more, 2064 Read Only Memories, which is also on the Vita. And for the PlayStation 3, we have Master Reboot and also The Bridge. And for the Vita, we have Rocket Birds 2 Evolution, 2064 Read Only Memories, and The Bridge. And then...
Always have to do the do-do-do when you scroll right. down. Is it
Sometimes,
your
yeah.
own personal sound effect?
Sometimes. Well, at least it's not yada, yada, yada. Anyway, for Twitch, we have Darksiders, War Mastered Edition, Sanitarium, Soma, and System Shock Enhanced Edition. And those are your free games.
Yay for free games!
Oh, yeah. And I'm winning!
You're winning?
What are you winning?
Very soon winning.
Yeah, what are you winning?
Oh, you don't want to know.
So, since you are talking, Robin, okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what games you've been playing?
Yeah, no, I won't. Someone else start, please, because I'm winning.
Because you're winning?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what he's playing. All right, so Kim and I will give you... Kim and I have been playing the same thing, right, Kim? Mm-hmm.
We have.
We actually only have the one game to talk about.
Pretty much.
Because I have pretty much put my Xbox on hiatus because I really like this game. And it's Rise of Civilizations. It's an iOS game. We have an OC podcast alliance, as we've mentioned before. And this past week got very, very interesting.
Indeed.
Filthy had created the alliance because he started the game and he said, hey, y'all get this. This is fun. And we're like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. We get on there and you know me. I used to play Kingdoms of Camelot, so I know how this type of game is played. And I start ordering people around. Hence the nickname Sarge. Mm-hmm. So Phil's like, well, you know what you're doing. You be in charge. Okay. So he hands leadership over to me. And soon after that, we start getting... We had these guys next to us. It was was it J number N or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, little red alliance to our... Well... East, and then I guess, yeah, east, and then to our west is NO2, a French alliance. And so, you know, we're trying to just mind our own business, and I've sent messages to both of them, and I'm like, you know, please, you know, we just want peace. We're not here to do anything major. You know, can you just let us, leave us alone?
Back well, to hello. You know.
Yeah. How long did it take him for us to get the French guy, because that guy, oh my god.
It took a while.
He was like 2-3 days of me and my very bad French and his very bad English to work out a peace treaty. And in that time, some other group has come in, CF1, another French alliance, and totally freaking wiped J number N off the map. And we're like, because I come in one day and I'm like, that's now green or blue or whatever color it was. It wasn't that same. It wasn't red.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, holy shit. So I reach out to their, or they reach out to me and they're like, the people above you are going to attack and kill you. If you work with us, we'll help you out. And I'm like, the people above me? Who the hell's above me? It's BU3, which is the Blue Union. So I'm like, well, crap. I reach out to their guy, and I'm like, all right, look, here's the deal. Same thing I just told CA1. We're not in this to do anything major, whatever. We just, you know, we're a community. We're a podcast. We just want to have fun. So, again, begging y'all to come join us in this game because it really, it's getting very interesting. We're talking back and forth, and he's asking for proof that the leader from CA1 said what she said. So I sent him some photos, screenshots of the messages back and forth. And he's like, we never said that. I'm like, all right then. So him and I are talking, and this whole time this girl's like, well, they're just going to kill you, and they're going to wipe you out. And I'm like, no, they're not. Because I'm like, I'm over here talking. But she doesn't know this.
So sorry. If I tuned out there. Who is all in the clan or the team?
Our personal one.
Mm.
The podcast one has Sarah, RCGC, Kim, Filthy, Blackhawk, myself. That's just from our community.
Okay.
And then most everybody else is randoms that we pick up here and there. Yeah, most everybody else is randoms. But it's actually a good thing, because during this whole thing, working with Blue Union and getting to know them, we struck a deal that we are now brother and sister alliance. They're the big brother, we're the little sister, and or basically, you know, like a farm team and a pro team. They wiped out, totally wiped out CF1.
Oh, bad. So bad.
So bad. I mean, it was actually the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. So they took my... I have two characters on this game. My iPad has a character and my iPhone has a character. So my iPhone character is now over at BU3 and my iPad character is now leading the Overseas Connection podcast Alliance. And we're working hand in hand with these guys. We're waiting to find out what the French guys off to our west are doing, and whether or not, you know, they're going to still be around if they cooperate or whatever. They look like they're trying to head north. But after Cassie would not, which was the leader of CA1, would not listen when I said, if, you know, we'll move out of your way, just patience.
Yeah.
And decided to attack us. BU destroyed them. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they've just disappeared, a lot of them. I think they've teleported out or something, because a lot of them are just gone.
Yeah, and they are seriously gone. We've been attacking flags and getting rid of their flags and wiping out some of their, I guess, non-active members, because you would figure these people would be gone by now. Then there's also events that happen while you're playing this game, and one of the events was the top governor. So we were getting lots of attacks from another alliance called the WYB.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone back into hiding because there's no event, so they don't have to sit there and pick on us as we're out there gathering resources and whatnot to further our alliance on. But overall, what's your take on it, Kim?
I like it. It's kind of fun. You go out and you kill barbarians, which is kind of my favorite activity, is going out and wiping out the barbarians. Not so much when we're getting, you know, French people to come over and try to wipe us out, but, you know, it's been interesting to watch them slowly recede into the background and disappear. It's kind of like, you know what, you want to come mess with this and look what happened. So, because, you know, like Sarah said, all we wanted to do was just be happy in our little, you know, community thing we've got going there, and then they decided to be buttheads, and
you sound
which
like,
I realize that's
you really,
part of the game,
hold on,
but,
hold on.
You know.
You sound like a commune pile of fucking hippies sitting smoking and sucking on LSD lollipops. I mean, what the hell? You have to go out there and fight. You know, fight for your right to survive. To party.
Well, okay, as part of civilization in general, you don't always have to war. Part of it is negotiation. Part of it is diplomacy. I mean, to be a good civilization, it's not just going out and wiping the shit out of people. Am I wrong? I mean, look what happens to those who always war. Those people don't exist anymore. A fine example of that is CA1. It's a more modern example of a historical fact.
See, that you need
warring is fine. I have no problem with warring, but when we're not doing anything and all of a sudden they're like, you know, we're gonna wipe you out if you don't move, and it's like,
Yeah, I'm like, well, we can't just pick up our skirts and pack and go. It doesn't
we were here
way.
First, you know?
Yeah, oh dear. I mean, I was thinking you were saying, well, you know, now you've been playing this game, you've been reading, you know, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and trying to look at strategy and stuff out there. Yeah.
We're mixing it all up. I mean, we're attacking, we're taking things over, we have an altar to try and get in the morning. I had to look, I think it's 5 a.m. my time, that thing will be open where we can go get it. I mean, we are doing the things we need to do to survive as a alliance or as a civilization. But we are also doing negotiation and keeping peace and working with another community together, you know, to make sure that we all survive. I mean, that's what being a civilization is about, is survival. Will we make it to the very top? Who knows? But we're working with some really good people right now, and we're having a good time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's excellent. Good stuff.
Yep.
Well, I suppose I should talk about what I've been doing, I suppose. That would kind of make sense, wouldn't it? So I shall talk about what I've been doing as I go and click lots of buttons and stuff and things and stuff and everywhere. And if I do that, and there's a transition there, it's there, that's that, and that's that, is that. I know, oh goodness me, it's hard to do this. It's like patting your belly and tapping your head all at the same time. Is it that one? No, it's not that one. It's, damn it. Window caption. There we are, transition. Okay, so the gaming time that I've had this week has been a lot of Forza Horizon 4.
Mm.
And on Wednesday evening, we had a bit of a convoy together, and we played, I think, there was Pete was there, Mike Chin's brother, Captain Slow, and Matt Parr dropped in for a little while. oh, forgive me, a Martin C. 1984, he dropped in for a while, and Mark was there, and it was great fun. We had a great laugh, we did some races, we did some silly game stuff. There's some lovely features on it. So there's this team adventure thing, so the leader can set up like a playlist of things. So you, like, yeah, okay, we're going to do a race here and a race there. But not only that, you can pick up 2 points on the map. So you say, I want to race from the left to all the way to the right. But instead of going down the roads, depending on the type of car you're in, it'll go on the roads over the fields. But it'll add all the checkpoints, it'll add little jumps, it'll add obstacles, and then a big, big, no matter where you put it on the map, the end piece, there's always a big jump or something mm-hmm. over the finish line. Very, very clever that, you know, it's doing this all on the fly, and each race that you have is unique. That way, so that we'll have to play around with that an awful lot more. I'm going to spend a lot of time with Forza Horizon 4. It's fabulous. It looks great. It's fab. Just love it. Sound, everything about it.
I did download it. Still haven't played it. Was hoping to play it some over this week. So hopefully I'll be able to join you guys in something soon.
Yeah, I mean, part of the challenge over the next couple of weeks is Red Dead Redemption. And there you go. I mean, this week we had Call of Duty Black Ops, which actually looks quite interesting. That PUBG type thing, there's a blackout. It actually looks very good. So people are going to get split. But I think Forza Horizon is going to be one of those games you can't really rush through, because there's probably a couple of hundred hours worth of gameplay in it over the period of the couple of years, because I was still playing Forza Horizon 3 a few weeks ago. So I'm in no mega hurry to get through this all, but it's nice to play with community guys and girls. So Wednesday night, 9 o'clock UK, work it out wherever you are in the world, jump in and jump on our party and come and play. Even if it's not Wednesday night and you see me on, please come along and join in, because it's good crack. We have a bit of a laugh and a giggle, and don't worry, when, like, some, you know, Mark and myself get on, and a few others,
so you won't be mad if I run you over again by accident?
Not in the slightest. We talk enough for everybody, you know. So even if just sitting there having a giggle and just laughing away in the background, it doesn't matter. Just jump in. So yeah, Forza Horizon 4, kind of cool. Keep on finding new stuff about it, and just the depth just keeps on and going on and on. It's kind of cool. Speaking of lots of games, okay, there is something you need to check out, and I'll just throw it up here right now. So, I am sort of digressing a little bit, but this is this is a video that my boy has done, and he would do these each year out of after Extra Life and other bits and pieces like that there. And it's on his YouTube channel, which is Wazoo Josh Tate, for EGX 2018. And I think it's absolutely awesome. The soundtrack is brilliant. It starts off with this old documentary, and it shows clips of us all having great fun over the 3 days at EGX. As soon as it starts, going, yeah, it doesn't work that well. Yeah, this is an old documentary talking about gaming and anyway, so I'll put links up for it. We've got to put them on Twitter. It's on our Facebook. Go and watch it. I am biased, but it's just the sound, the way it's been cut together, it's brilliant. It just looks like, you know, this was our weekend. This is all the sort of stuff that we done. Little taster of last Iguanas, going back to the hotel, the show, the party night at Midlife Gamer, and it was just brilliant. Just really, really good. So if you want to see what.
Spanish is excellent, by the way.
Las Iguanas? Okay.
Well, he is Mexican, right? So,
So that's it. So, so this week, Forza Horizon, when I've had the chance, I'm playing with my games room. So, Cool.
All right, speaking of playing cool games, who's up for a quiz?
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
I could totally see Coltrane in that one every time.
Cool.
Alright, so, welcome to Who Said It's Best, Gamma Quotes. You guys know this already, but for our listeners who do not, these quotes mainly come from video games, but can come from other game-related sources, including, but not limited to, movies, graphic novels, and fictional stories. After the quote and answer choices are read, on the count of three, you guys are to give your answer, either A, B, or C. Each correct answer is worth only 1 point. Currently in the lead is Kim with 13 points.
Cool, Kim.
Hot on her tail is Uncle Greggles, who fortunately for you, Kim, is sick.
Yep.
And fortunately for you, Robin, because you're hot on his tail at 7 points. You might be able to catch up or pass Uncle Greggles.
Indeed.
And then Mark. Mark's a 10. He's in second place.
Mark is definitely a 10.
Mark's a 10. And then we have Phil, Gary, and Rich, who have 2 points each because they can't fucking bother to show up and host a show.
Yeah, life gets on our road, but we happen to manage it, you know? It's dedication, you know?
Alright.
Anyway, here we go. I should have pressed this button, I suppose. But no.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. Anyway, all right, you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, ready.
All right, fingers on the trigger, because I don't see your little thingy over there, Mr. Tit. There you go. All right, first quote.
Quote.
If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. Who said it best? A. Jack Marston. B. John Marston. Or C. Edgar Ross?
I don't know.
A. Jack Marston. Edgar, B. John
this
Marston.
Is Red Dead. Okay.
Or C. Edgar Ross? Your answers?
Who's Edgar Ross? Who's Edgar Ross?
He was an agent.
Okay.
I think.
One.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get to discuss.
Okay.
I was just trying to remember who it was, and I think he was a marshal or an agent or something.
He was, a marshal or an agent. Yeah, and by the way, in celebration of RDR coming out, these are all RDR quotes.
Oh, cool.
So, that should help you out a little bit, friends.
Maybe.
All right, so, we have two different answers.
Uh-huh.
Kim has said B, John Marston.
Yeah.
And Robin has said C, Edgar Ross.
Well, I was kind of thinking, you know, they're talking to him, you're in a hole, stop digging, just flow with the flow. But then again, it would be the sort of thing that John Marston would have said. And Jack was his son, isn't that right, as well? Yeah,
Jack was his son.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have said it, no.
You don't know that.
I'm going to in a second.
But you are correct. It is not Jack Marston.
Uh-huh. Oh, the tension.
And it is also not Edgar Ross.
Oh, so who is it then?
Kim gets the point.
Yay! Bitch.
Points for Kim.
Jesus Christ.
Yay!
Tell you what.
I just guessed that one, so.
If we're ever in a plane crash, I'm going to sit in your seat. Yeah, definitely. For that way it wouldn't matter, because no matter where you'd sit, you'd still be lucky. So that sort of defeats the purpose of it.
Alrighty.
Anyway, next.
So, what? Yes, you're going to. Yes. Quote number two.
Okay.
All I know is there are two ways of arguing with women, and neither one works. All I know is there are two ways of arguing with women, and neither one works. Who said it best? A. John Marston, B. Bill Williamson, or C. Jack Marston? So A is John Marston, B is Bill Williamson, and C is Jack Marston.
Okay.
Your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Man, sometimes they're just such assholes.
Sometimes.
All right, so Kim has chosen A as her answer, and Robin has chosen B as his answer.
B.
So, nobody chose poor Jack again.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Jack's been screwed.
Yep. I see.
Good, because Jack's wrong.
Huh.
So, y'all are doing good on that part. And I will tell you that one of you does have the right answer,
obviously. Oh, one of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
One. It's Kim.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What, did you just pick Jack Marsden every friggin' time? What's it, David?
John.
God damn.
This is not good for my image.
They award you no points, Robin.
God.
They award you no points.
Okay. Turn it.
All right.
Go on.
Our final quote. When a man with a sing-song accent tells me to fuck off, it's always my concern, boyo. When a man with a sing-song accent tells me to fuck off, it's always my concern, boyo.
Hey, so. Nicole, fuck off.
All right, is it A, John Marston, B, Abraham Reyes, or C, Edgar Ross? A, John Marston, B, Abraham Reyes, or C, Edgar Ross?
Hmm.
I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Damn it. Damn it, I think she was going to go for the triple dicks.
Alrighty. So, nobody chose Edgar, which is good. Edgar wasn't it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, one of you does have the right answer.
Oh, really?
It's me, and Robin has A. And unfortunately for Kim, it's not B.
I wondered, but I wasn't sure.
Robin, that means you got a point!
Oh, wow!
Oh, boy, you gotta admit that was fun!
She could have went for John Marston every time! Is that right?
I know. But I don't know, I didn't
think that one. Sometimes I do that just to screw with you people.
That was good. That was.
And the last one won't be it.
John Marston. There you go. I got on a point. Ooh. What does that mean?
That means you got 8 points and you're tied with Greg.
Only up one?
Yay! Oh, yeah, I got the other two.
You got two. Oh. You should have 15 points now, kid.
Mark is well within reach. Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
I don't know that he's going to catch up with those 5 points there.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think he's got the smarts. So.
Oh my god. Thank you guys for playing.
Yeah. Cool.
News. There isn't any fucking news. Moving on.
Here is the fucking news.
Not quite true. There is a thing to talk about, which is a bit more detail about the Xbox thing that you can play anywhere. So Microsoft this week.
Was that the thing Greg was talking about?
Yeah. So Greg has got this trial with Google at the moment, which is a beta thing which you can stream loads of games. And he was playing, what was it, Spider-Man? Or I can't remember the game he was playing. Oh, Tomb Raider, I think
it's the new, I thought it was the new Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yes, that's right. It was the new Assassin's Creed. Of course it was. And he's streaming it now to his laptop or his computer. Now, I think the Google version of this here, at the moment, it has to be on a laptop or a fixed PC.
Laptop or a desktop.
So
only.
Yeah, so it's not mobile streaming device to mobile devices yet. Now the whole, and maybe it's just because that's beta. The Microsoft version of this here is going to be, and that's a good point, Sarah. Thank you. On pretty much anything, so you can play Forza Horizon 4 and Red Dead Redemption on your fridge. If it has a tablet on it. So pretty much anything that has an internet connection, you'll be able to stream. If you're going to have a streaming service or put an app onto it, so you'll be able to play this on a Wi-Fi connection, 4G, anywhere. That's the idea. Play anywhere you want to on anything. Now, how many of us will do this? But you will. Sometimes. But, you know, again, if you think, oh, great, I'm going to be able to play this on the plane. Well, until the plane has really, really good Wi-Fi, you're not going to be able to play it on the plane. So, but it's going to be one of those nice things to have. And I kind of think it is just a way of things to come. So I think it's a foreshadowing of the way we receive our games in the future. And I think it's still probably 10 years away before the infrastructure is there, maybe even longer. But I think that's, it's coming. It's Netflix for games. And the other thing that Sarah reminded us, of course, is Half-Life 3 is coming. So, Half-Life 3. Well, it's almost like that. It's almost like Half-Life 3. You will now, very shortly, is that tomorrow? Is that correct? You will be able to change your name on PlayStation Network. So if you're called Big Baller Panty Sucker and you did that years ago, you can be able to change your name once for free, but like the Xbox, and I think it's $9 or $10 every subsequent time after that. So, interesting stuff about this as well is... I don't know if you can have spaces, so I'm Bongo Space, the space scene, yeah, just like proper. I don't know if they're going to have spaces on PSN, so I can have that. And the other interesting thing that they've mentioned as well is they're not quite sure how it will affect and work with games before April or something of this year. So they're not sure, yeah, something about the coding. And
that's weird.
Yeah, the way it's going to recognize, they're not 100% sure how it's going to work in the wild. I mean, maybe I dreamt that, but I thought I heard that.
Xbox figured it out 950 fucking years ago. Why can't these guys figure it out?
No idea. You kind of think it's just a database switch and just switch over and point it to a different
direction. There should be coding there that says if then. So if this becomes this, then this happens.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
And I'm an expert.
Nor is cross-play. So Sarah's brilliant here as well. So she's saying that, yes, I think I am correct. Of course, the big release titles were the same, but if you wanted to go on back to your PlayStation and play some of the older games, I don't know, Illumilu, I have no idea. Uncharted 3. Uncharted, you know, something like that. Well, again, it wouldn't be on the PlayStation 4. So Maybe the first PlayStation 4 games might have an issue because there is no backwards compatibility, so it's only that smaller catalogue for PS4. But what she's saying is each game will have to be patched separately. And absolutely correct, Nicole, Sarah, and the world, when they launched the PS4, they should have had this sorted. This is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. No-brainer. Yeah. But, yeah. So...
This is...
Yeah.
Stupid,
but so there is, so yeah, so it's, I know it's minor news, so you know, stuff on streaming is going to be happening sometime and we might really use it, and two, you can change your name on PlayStation very soon. That's about it. And I suppose Call of Duty has came out and it seems to be being received very well, which is surprising.
Good for them.
Yeah. Red Dead is the 26th, isn't that right? Is that next? That's not next week, so it's a week after next. So, yeah, so it'll be a week after next. Okay.
Yep.
Groovy.
Yeah, it releases on, if 22nd is a Monday.
Okay. That's that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, community questions and feedback. Did we have another email from Simon, or was that from last time?
Don't know.
I didn't have any access to the email. So.
But I know on Facebook.
Where I do somewhere, I just couldn't go digging for passwords today.
I know on Facebook, Pete Chin had mentioned that he was responding to last week's show, the show there, when Greg was talking about how cluttered the map on Forza Horizon 4 was, and he sort of agreed with that, but. Pete's quite slow, so I can understand him having difficulties with that.
You'd be nice to him. He's a ginger.
Yeah.
I think all gingers are adorable.
Yeah. All right. Even Santa Claus loves gingers.
So if you have community questions or feedback, you can send it via SpeakPipe, email, Facebook, Twitter, and Discord. All the particulars we'll give you at the end of the show. So, what events and happenings? New releases, or a few of those really quick for the October 15th through the 20th.
Yeah.
We've got some little background info there. Lego DC Super Villains on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC will be released on October 16th.
That looks really good. I played it at EGX.
Scarlet Now for Atlas, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, also on the 16th.
I'll come back to that.
Warriors Orochi 4, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, again on the 16th. And wrapping up releases on the 16th will be For Honor, Marching Fire for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Now releasing on October 19th will be Soul Calibur VI, the 6. My Roman numerals up fast. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And Dark Souls Remastered on the Switch. Also.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, I played LEGO DC Supervillains at EGX. Now, the interesting thing about that is DC and the other guys, the guys that own the villains, Marvel, they generally don't do the villains in the Lego game, so it's DC in here. So, but again, it looks fabulous. It's a Lego game. It's more Lego, but it looks fab and plays really well. The other little interesting thing here is this Starlink Battle for Atlas. That's a really, really weird thing, and it was at EGX as well, in a big, big way. So, if you can imagine, if I get a controller here, there's a little device that goes into the charge port on your controller, and you build a spaceship on top of your controller. So this thing gets bigger and bigger. It's sort of,
before you get too far into the, stop the background music.
As you add an extra gun, it appears on the screen. As you take a piece off, it immediately appears off the screen, so all the little pieces are interlocked.
Huh.
And you end up with this big, friggin' monster of a thing on your thing, and you can put any sort of mix and match. So this is this sort of toys to life thing again, and it does seem gimmicky, and it probably is, but actually the game doesn't look half bad. It is sort of a robot mech shooter type thing, and it looks like fun. So I wouldn't completely discount it. I know they're trying to get people to buy bits. You don't actually need the bits, you can buy them virtually. You don't actually need to put them on your controller, but yeah, we'll have a look at that when it comes out. So yeah, interesting.
Alright, and if you want to reiterate your play date,
Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, UK. You can work it out from them, either plus or minus, whatever you are. We're going to be playing Forza Horizon 4, and we'll do some more silliness, and please drop in. Please, this Wednesday.
Tim, if you'll do the other one.
We have our Rise of Civilization OC Podcast Alliance. You want to join and come play with us as we battle barbarians and possibly more French alliances. So, hey, it's all fun.
We're only picking on the French, apparently.
Apparently, yes, we're only picking on the French at the moment. So, you know, about us, but whatever. So, yes, Rise of Civilization, come and play with us. So, and be barbarians, which is my favorite thing to do. So,
hurting non-people.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbarians are non-people. No, I'm just kidding. They're AI or whatever.
Exactly.
Alright, if Robin, you would be so kind as to spin the victories achieved.
Oh, okay, victories achieved. Well, it's simple. And not, you just finish your games. Finish them. You bought them, finish them. So, if you finish your games to the credits, that's the writing going up at the end, take a selfie of yourself and tweet that off to @OC_podcast, and we entered you into a draw to win some money, you know, £15, $20, gift card for whatever you want, Xbox, PlayStation, blah blah blah, and that'll help. You send the picture off and the only person that finished games this week is Harley Dan, and he finished The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. I actually thought it was Captain Underpants, but there you go.
That's a book and a movie. I didn't think it was a game. Just a book and a movie. Captain Underpants.
Yeah. So there you go. So Harley Dan, well done. You did it. Everybody else is playing Forza Horizon and stuff like that there. So good lad. Here you go. This is for you.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
I still think Greg sounds like he's taking a shit.
Do you not realize that's the seat that he has on his desk? Is a toilet? He's so efficient, he just sits on the loo. Yeah, it explains so much, doesn't it? It does.
It really does, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, I guess that's it for us. We're making this a short show. There wasn't a lot in the news.
Yeah.
You guys know what's coming out, so you guys are informed. Consider yourselves very smart quiz-wise. 2 points for Kim.
Woo.
1 point for Robin. You guys are edging up there. Y'all are going to just throw Mark right out of this game completely. Yep, you guys can all be a part of the conversation as we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv over OC Podcast. I still want to say the whole thing. Mixer.com/OC Podcast and YouTube.com Overseas Connection Podcast. Again, at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 3 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. on Easter Island. Screw the freaking East Coast. You know my East Coast friends are going to say something to me about that. All right, you can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher as well as YouTube. We want all those reviews, so please, if you're listening to us on any one of those, give us a review.
Bless you,
we appreciate
in the camera.
Them.
Bless Skype. Bless it all. Bless it.
Screw Skype.
Yeah, cameras are switching off all of them.
Clubs as well. Mm-hmm. OC Podcast Club on Xbox One. OC Podcast Community on PS4. OC Podcast Group on Steam. Mm-hmm. OC Podcast Server on Discord that nobody ever goes
it's
to.
It's not the future, Mark. It's not the future.
No, I had to quit going because it kept going off and, like, I had it muted, and it said it was muted, and it still kept going off in the classroom. Oh. And the students are like, what is that? What is that, Miss R? I'm like,
let me read it out to you. Uh-oh. Huh. So, yeah, and our students have hacked Nicole, and they've decided to kill her completely. It was the Russians, and the Russians have came and taken her away. It might have been the Saudi people. I mean, she might have recorded it all with her Apple Watch. Her death. Oh, but reports of her death. Her reports of her death are exaggerated slightly, as Nicole appears again. You were saying your kids. They. Yeah. Did you not read any messages out to them?
No. God no. Do you know what you people say on Discord? No. Never. No, I don't even check it. I just knew what it was.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Nicole, did you do the thing? Did you get the thing sorted about the thing? After the thing?
The thing?
Yeah.
Do you have that in English?
You know the thing?
There's 900 things.
No, there's only 500 things.
I have no thing.
So, in about 3 weeks' time, we have our 500th show. So, I think the plan is that we're going to do a bit of a call-in. So if you would like to send a quick email off to podcast@ocpod.com, podcast@ocpod.com, and in that email just say, yeah, I'd love to come on for 5-10 minutes, and stick your Skype name in there, and we'll make contact before the show. I know it's early, but this is show 497, so we're only 3 weeks away, and we want to start organizing that. So if you want to come on and say hello and congratulate the good old Greggles, we're just going to do a live phone in and see how that goes. It can't be any more of a mess than this. So send, if you want to do it, and you know, an email, or send us me a direct tweet, or Greg a direct tweet, or any one of the team members, and we'll get that sorted out. Because the 500th show, it'll come around very, very quickly. And 500 shows, wow. There's actually not many podcasts going for more than 500 shows. In the world. So
that's a lot of time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's very, very few gaming podcasts that length. You know, even, you know, Larry Herb, he is very, very sporadic. The IGN stuff, definitely not. CagCast, those guys are well up there. and Bombcast, but it's again in different formats. So yeah, it's quite an achievement to do this nearly every week. You know, 98% of the year there's a podcast of some shape or form comes out from Greg and Co. Mm-hmm. So fantastic. So if you want to be part of that live show, I'll do a wee phone in. We'll probably just keep that to audio because it would be just crazy to try and do it all in video. So don't worry about that. And contact us over the next week or so. Okay?
That's yes, that. You don't have to be beautiful.
yeah, like us, you know. Well, not everybody can be. Not everybody can be as good as us, yeah. So, or as beautiful as us.
All right, since you're, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and do your shout outs first for us, Robin.
Yeah, okay. First of all, to Mark. Mark, you made this fantastic video to show us how to get this all set up. That was brilliant. And we did it. But it doesn't work. So you need to look at that video again. nothing to do with you. I appreciate all your help and thank you for coming on last night. I hope Jenny's feeling better. I know she's been very poorly this week. So, and fair play to you for looking after her. And also to Greg DeLacy for feeling a bit sickly. You know, just man flu. You know, men, sometimes they can be assholes. And
Sometimes.
I learned so much about being an asshole from Greg DeLacy. And someday I hope to be as big an asshole as Greg. So, Kim.
I don't know if I could top that one. That was good.
You could talk about having stuff in your mouth and stuff like that there, like Nicole was earlier on. But
no, let's not do that. They're already, you know, Sarah's already assuming I have pants on, so, you know, we're already talking about me having pants and whatever.
Yeah, move on, please.
shout out to Mark, of course. I hope Jenny feels better, hopefully soon. Shout out to our shatters who've been on tonight. We've had Batch Gaming TV, RCGC, of course. John Mouse has been there, Commander Root, Positivity Bot, Land Fusion, Skinny Seahorse, and Scott Stubby is there as well. So, thanks for coming along on the ride. Shout out to you guys, because, you know, it's always fun. Shout out to Mother Nature, because apparently there's a freeze warning out tonight. Well, early in the morning. It's like from 3 in the morning to like 9 or something. So, yay. Cold weather. Yippee. Other than that...
Shout that bitch out.
Right? Keep doing it thinking you'll give me good weather, and, well, it's failing miserably, so maybe I should stop. Here's to another good week, and hopefully I get some more gaming in. So, how about you, Nicole?
All right, thank you guys very much again for being here and helping me host this show. To Greg, please get better soon. To Mark and Jenny, I hope Jenny feels better also. And you guys know I love doing this with you guys. You can find me at OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on PlayStation 4, and Amaranth on the Xbox. Special shout out to BU3, the Blue Union, our Big Brother Alliance, and all its members, especially the officers, Shock to Kill, Sap, Lodab, Coconut Michelle, Minimalist, Steffi, Mallory, and their leader, Ziglax. Also, a special shout out to Sidious for destroying Cassie. Sidious made my whole day by knocking that bitch off the map. So, you know. Special shout out to him, and another shout out to our own alliance, the OC Podcast, Gov280, RCGC, U Kim, Tech Corset, North Kerr, Bingo99, and Marty B, Malman. See, I don't even know how to say his name. I'm like Malman Bagoy.
That's
Bagoy.
Yes, yeah. And then Nunu Eggplant and our own Filthy. Woo-hoo. So, thanks to them for being part of the alliance and a lot of the fun, and with that, we wish everyone a very good night, and we'll see you same bat channel, same bat time, hopefully with less technical issues.
Yeah, not too bad.
Week. Yeah.
All right. That's it. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.